Coach's Insight programs. We continue on here this week on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk some high school football, and we're joined by Atchison head coach, that is Jim Smith, presented by Amberwell Health. His team staying unbeaten last week in a solid win, to say the least, 54-8 over KC Schlegel in Meadowlark Conference play. They got another league opponent coming up on Friday in KC Washington. We'll talk about them in a moment. But, Coach, take us back to last week. What'd you like?
Oh, what I like more than anything are where our line was getting off the ball. They were really driving the defensive line back into the secondary, which has opened up a lot of paths for our running backs.
How crucial is it when you jump out to an early lead like you did, 21-0 in the first quarter, 47-0 at the half, just being able to get off to quick starts? How much has that helped your team this year?
Well, I'll tell you, it didn't feel like we got off to a quick start. In fact, at halftime, we were up 40-0, but it just didn't feel like we were up 40-0 because we're making too many middle mistakes. But, being able to jump on top of somebody and kind of getting their dauber down makes a big difference.
What have you liked about the line specifically? You kind of called them out. I mean, at this point in the year, what kind of progression have you seen from your line play here from maybe that first week to where we are now?
Well, they're just getting better all the time. We've really been working hard on double teams and keeping our heads up so we can get to the second level with our blockers, and they've really responded well to that.
Well, and we've talked about, obviously, the skill position guys and those guys on offense just continuing to kind of put up their numbers. But when you get into a game like that last week, when you build that big lead, 40 points, in the first half, and you get to the second half, you have an opportunity to get some younger guys in. How crucial has that been, getting some of these younger guys in some of these games like this?
Well, I think it's a good, great learning experience for them, but the older guys need to be on the field just a little bit more, because we're going to get later on in the season where we're going to have to be able to play four quarters. And, I've really been working them hard in practice and still conditioning just because we haven't gotten the full game yet.
Yeah, is that kind of a tough balance?
It really is. And, of course, the older kids aren't happy with me because, of course, they want to stay in the game and they want to work on their stats and all that. But as everyone saw Sunday when the Chiefs got ahead and Mahomes gets rolled up on, I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. We don't
right.
do anything silly like that app.
Jim Smith, Atchison football coach, joining us here a couple more minutes. Our Coach's Insight programs here on KARE 93.7. Atchison at 4-0. They get KC Washington on Friday at home. Well, let's talk about KC Washington. They lost their first game of the year last week. A very good Wamego team. They had to go on the road. That was a 53-6 Wamego win. Again, starting 3-0, wins over Sumner, Harmon, and Bonner Springs. You watch this team on film, you get a chance to kind of dissect it this week. What stands out about your opponent this week?
They have some athletes. They really do. They have some great speed. They have some good-looking, strong kids. They got down to Wamego really quick, which I really think kind of crushed their spirits. And, they do have some players. They have some guys that can play, so we have to be ready.
Is it harder as a coach? Let's say, for example, you're watching film on an opponent to prep for them. Let's just say, for example, KC Washington this week. I don't know if it's been the case for you, but I've been curious to know, do you get more information watching tape on a team that's losing a game badly, winning a game by a lot of points? Do you try to get film on a game that's closer? Or does that really even matter at all in terms of your preparation?
Well, I just more or less watch what they are going to do offensively, defensively, and special teams, just try to get their tendencies. And, the offensive coordinator, Jeff Wallace, and our defensive coordinator, Steve Watkins, they really work hard in trying to figure out the tendencies of the other team. But when we're watching, we just try to see all the good things they really do. I mean, high school kids are going to make mistakes, but you just look at the positives of what they can do.
You won the matchup last year against KC Washington 55-6. It's a different time here in 2023. What's kind of the expectation and keys to the game this time?
Well, as I always say, let's take care of the ball. Let's execute. Let's don't make mental mistakes.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jim Smith. 4-0 Phoenix. Another big win. Their offense is humming over 60 points a game. But we get to the second half of the season. It starts Friday at home against 3-1 KC Washington in Meadowlark Conference play. Coach, again, appreciate it very much. Brought to you by Amberwell Health. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.